Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. During today's moment, I'll identify 10 principles you can use as key performance indicators of your leadership. If you're an aspiring, emerging, or accomplished leader, this Moore Leadership Moment is for you. Let's start with this question. Are you an effective leader? Well, here's how I know that I am. Every year, my staff recognizes me for Bosses Day. Normally, we have a delightful luncheon, and they present me with a very nice gift. And I have to tell you, I always enjoy the day because it's a great time where we sit down, have lunch together, and just share some highlights. We laugh and we joke, and it's fun. However, this year, my staff did something unique, which completely surprised me. When I entered the conference room, it was beautifully decorated. As we sat down, I expected the normal luncheon, but before we started to eat, my team said they had a presentation. During the next 20 minutes, each member of my team stood up and presented me with a flower and discussed my leadership style. They shared how I had impacted their lives. Well, as you can imagine, it was an emotional experience that validated me as a leader. You see, most days I spend time championing and removing barriers for our staff and organization. I don't spend time thinking about my leadership style on a personal level. My focus is always on the organization. But that day, I left work understanding how effective my team believed I was as a leader. As I reflected on the feedback I received from my team, I realized the impact of my leadership on our organization and on their lives as individuals. Now, it's time to assess your effectiveness as a leader. So, how do you know if you're effective? Key performance indicators will give you data on the organization and how it is doing. It will also give you information on how do others feel about you as a leader. Take a moment and rate yourself from 1 to 10 on the following leadership principles. Now, I am going to read these principles to you a little slower because I want to make sure that you have enough time to write the principle down and to rate yourself. So the first leadership principle is align your priorities. So how would you go about doing this? You're going to write down, align your priorities, and then you'll rate yourself from 1 to 10. So if you feel that you are doing a very good job with aligning your priorities, then give yourself an 8 or a 9 or a 10. If it's an area that you feel that you need to work on, then maybe you're a 4 or a 5. Are you ready? So the first leadership principle, aligning your priorities. The second leadership principle is transferring your vision. The third leadership principle is managing your brand. The fourth leadership principle is dress for success. The fifth leadership principle is develop your inner circle. The sixth leadership principle is manage stakeholder expectations. The seventh leadership principle is become an influencer. The eighth leadership principle is leading with confidence. The ninth leadership principle is maintaining a growth mindset. And last but not least, the 10th leadership principle is develop a personal growth plan. So let's review those again, just to make sure that you have all of them. First leadership principle, aligning your priorities. Second, transferring your vision. The third principle, managing your brand. The fourth principle, dressing for success. The fifth principle, developing your inner circle. The sixth principle, managing stakeholder expectations. The seventh principle, becoming an influencer. The eighth principle, leading with confidence. The ninth principle, maintaining a growth mindset. And last but not least, the 10th principle, developing a personal growth plan. As you grow, continue to use these principles as key performance indicators to measure your leadership. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why does it matter how others feel about my leadership? After all, I pay them, therefore, I don't need to be concerned about how they feel. Well, according to my mentor, Dr. John Maxwell, people buy into the leader before they buy into the vision. Therefore, your leadership style will directly affect your success as well as the success of your organization. In her article, How Do You Increase Your Impact? Marcella Burma reminds us, making a positive difference isn't only what you do, it's how you do it, and that depends on who you are. This experience of my staff celebrating my leadership style helped me assess my effectiveness as a leader. The 10 principles we discussed today can help you assess your effectiveness as a leader. Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. This week's quote is by Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Are you an effective leader?
Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.